This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has ordered the police officers to expeditiously investigate the murder of Bahujan Samaj Party's BSP State Chief K. Armstrong and bring the culprits to justice before the law. Expressing shock and deep sadness, Mr. Stalin, in a statement, offered condolences to the bereaved family, party and others. According to the statement by the State Police Department, 10 exclusive teams have been formed to nab all the culprits involved in the case. BSP Chief Mayawati is expected to pay respects to the mortal remains of Armstrong tomorrow in Chennai. In a social media post, Mayawati said that the murder was highly deplorable and condemnable and demanded punishment for the guilty. Condemning the murder of Armstrong, leader of the opposition E. Palaniswamy accused the DMK government of deteriorating law and order. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Odisha beginning today. The president will attend the 96th death anniversary of Utkalmani Pandit Gopabandhu Das at Bhubaneswar. Tomorrow, President Murmu will witness the Gundicha Jatra, that is the car festival of Lord Jagannath at Puri. During a visit, the president will visit Udaygiri Caves and interact with the students of Vibhuti Kanungo College of Art and Crafts and Utkal University of Culture. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, is conducting the Foreign Medical Graduate Examination, FMG, June 2024, today. The examination has been held at 71 centers in 50 cities across the country. To prevent any irregularities in the examination, 255 appraisers and 53 faculty members have been appointed as flying squads for all the centers. Birth anniversary of Bharatiya Jan Sangh founder Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee has been observed today. Dr. Mukherjee founded the Bharatiya Jan Sangh in 1951, which was later renamed as the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, in 1980. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have paid tribute to the Bharatiya Jan Sangh founder on the occasion. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Dr. Mukherjee made India proud with his strong nationalist thoughts. The country is paying tribute to former Deputy Prime Minister Babu Jagjivan Ram on his 38th death anniversary today. Former Lok Sabha Speaker and daughter of Babu Jagjivan Ram, Meera Kumar, paid floral tribute to Babu Jagjivan Ram with family at Samta Stal in New Delhi this morning. Babu Jagjivan Ram played a crucial role in the freedom struggle. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address Gujarat State Congress workers in Ahmedabad today afternoon. Mr. Gandhi, who is on a one-day visit to Gujarat, will also meet the keen of the victims of various tragedies in Gujarat, including the Rajkot Game Zone fire tragedy. According to the official release, Mr. Gandhi will also meet the family members of those five Congress workers who are currently in police custody. In Nepal, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal will seek a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives on the 12th of this month. The Prime Minister sent a letter to the Parliament Secretariat asking the latter to make arrangements for the vote. Communist Party of Nepal, Unified Marxist-Leninist, CPN-UML, the largest party in the Dahal government, withdrew its support on Wednesday following a deal with the Nepali Congress to form a new coalition. Yesterday, Janata Samajwadi Party, JSP, led by Ashok Kumar Rai, withdrew its support from the government. Due to frequent changes in the ruling coalition, it will be Dahal's fifth floor test after being appointed Prime Minister on December 25, 2022. Iran's former health minister and a reformist Masoud Pezeshkian has won the 14th presidential election. He defeated his rival Saeed Jalili. Masoud Pezeshkian got over 16 million votes out of the total 30 million votes in the runoff. After the euphoric T20 World Cup victory, Indian men's cricket team will be back with the young brigade led by Shubman Gill taking on host Zimbabwe in Harare this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.